AncestralActivation.com presents the Pa Rudy Podcast with your beloved brother, Ali Z. Green. Sponsored by New Tyrate Tech. For New Tyrate Tech devices, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. YouTube, too. I got a couple of videos up there. I don't be wanting to give y'all too much. Just try to put it in a piece at a time. I thank everyone for supporting the podcast. That's been rocking on for, I guess the better part of a month now. Everybody in the AAA initiation, to build their altars, and that have cycled around to another year. Connecting with your ancestors, bringing positive light to the infrared spectrum, turning to yellow from the orange. It's the strength of the Most High, the highest version of yourself, the highest version or vision of visions. It's all in the decision. Your choices. The new Tyrate Tech Organite devices are still available. It's going to be a real powerful sun next year. Real powerful. A lot of energy. For all my brothers and sisters, it's in the cold climates. Take advantage of it when it gets there. That springtime come, go put them feet in that grass. Drink your water. Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Just like grandma used to tell you, eat your vegetables. She ain't lying to you. Thank everyone for listening, supporting the podcast. Everyone that has purchased new Tyrate Tech devices. Those that have got consultations, taking a discourse. We appreciate it. Building the brand. Getting content out there. And continuing to grow and expand. New Tyrate, this is New Tyrate. New Tyrate, T-E-K. New Tyrate, New Tyrate. New Tyrate, T-E-K. New Tyrate, this is New Tyrate. New Tyrate, New Tyrate. New Tyrate, T-E-K. New Tyrate, New Tyrate. Yeah, the Pa Rudy Podcast. Peace and love to all the brothers and sisters and children who this may reach. You can see the RE in reach. I hope y'all had a blessed day. I hope everything went well for you and went in the capacities of your hopes and dreams, some call desires, which are short desires, because once you obtain something, you want something else, But, we just archaic, unupdated form of thinking in society, if you will. Things are being thwarted by money. Where money means too much, it's stopping a whole bunch of industry that could create more jobs and more opportunity and a grander reality. you know, it kind of puts a hamper on the physical world. And it takes, you know, it takes man out of his natural position in order, because we're going out of order. You know, we don't even have to, and we doing it and did it. And, you know, I don't know why we think we so separated from the laws of physics, the laws of nature, you know, and the laws of the universe. You got to fall in line with them. You know, you got to move with the pendulum. And a lot of humans, you know, we pitted against other entities, you know, that was here before us. And it's a whole bunch of beings that's here on this planet, and they feel staked to this planet, like it's theirs. And, you know, they supposed to be the ones that's here. You know, they show it to you in cartoons. You know, the Gargamels and, you know, all the different foes and other, you know, remember the little Care Bears? You know what I mean? They had a little foe, even though those was, you know, kind of childish cartoons. You know, it had real deep messages in them. Another one that was like that, Rainbow Bright. You know, my sisters used to watch that. And, you know, they had an antagonist, you know, someone in there to, you know, thwart things from moving forward. And, you know, that's going to be there. And when you're able to verse that type of adverse force, you know, when you go up against it, it's because you're operating at that capacity, at whatever capacity, a good guy, a bad guy you are, or however you perceive yourself, it's going to be an opposite on the other end of that to combat you. And a lot of times we want to make sure that we are aligned with ourselves and our ancestors and nature. And then the only enemy that you would have to fight is the enemy. There won't be no one else to worry about going up against, because it takes a lot of energy from you. They already implement trillions of dollars every week to your enslavement. You know, when I say enslavement, I mean mental enslavement. You know, we're getting psychically attacked on a consistent basis in a various of ways and in varied degrees. And we're not even making ourselves aware of it. So, you know, some people are finally starting to wake up here in 2019. It's weird to me saying that, because I remember 1998, 99, when my first couple of years of being what, you know, people have mainstreamly, you know, or trendingly called being woke or conscious or aware, really. You know, you had to expand your awareness and become aware of more. There's nothing more wrong with being informed. They called it the information age. So you should be utilizing, you know, I talked to some people and they say, oh man, which college you graduate from? I'm like, I didn't graduate from college. Can't help but get a college education. If you paying a Wi-Fi bill, you should have a college education. And I'm not saying in the degree of going to school. I'm saying you should have that much information in your lexicon. If it truly means anything to you, you should have that much information down. But even in that, that's just physical knowledge. You have to have spiritual knowledge. And that's what we've been given the autonomy when they try to tell you about some Emancipation Proclamation, mumbo jumbo with Abraham Lincoln and all of that. You know, during that time, when the so-called Europeans came over here, you know, the pilgrims, you know, because they didn't come here first. You know, they went to the Caribbeans and the South America. They wasn't up here first. They didn't bring them here. Things changed over the time periods that the Moors were showing these Caucasians how to move across the seas. So once they started to intertwine with the people, right? Just like the 1500s, you might as well call it that. That's when they implemented their, you know, their sabotage or their treachery to take over the land of the people. They had to separate them from their mothers and fathers. When you separate people from their mothers and fathers, they'll lose that physical connection and they'll lose that celestial connection. Not saying that they'll lose it, but psychically, you will lose it because you don't know who this person is. You don't know who your grandmother is. You never met her, you know, by the time you're born from your mother who was taken away. So this is how religion was inserted into your psyche. For those that were so-called colonized. Because many of us come from the lineage of so-called colonization. And the neuroplasticity of your mind has been engineered to accept the social engineering that society has constructed for you to navigate through, where it would be easy for you to process and assimilate it. Artificial intelligence is here. We got to wake up and utilize it. You're not utilizing it. I had an old saying. I made a meme about it years ago. You know, the cell phone, the human cell, the cell phone, the smartphone is smarter than the human. Don't let your smartphone use you. You got to use it. You know, you can look up all type of information. It's different ways to get money and Bitcoin and all that. And I'm not saying just throw all your money at all that, but I'm saying that it's existing. This is the whole world is going on. And it's not just for taking selfies. There's a lot going on the internet with technology in itself. You know, startup companies becoming millionaires and billionaires overnight. This is really going on. And in the instance of this, you got other stuff going on too that needs to be brought to people's attention. And it's a whole bunch of chaos and confusion. And a lot of children are coming up missing now. And I did a show about this on the Vibration of She Blog Talk Radio show. Go look that up, blogtalkradio.com/VibrationofShe. And look up, why are our children missing? And the women missing now. And they taking body parts and organs. That's not nothing new. It's just that the technology that caught up and the data that's being collected through these particular computers that police use and everybody use is collecting all the data. And so the artificial intelligence surmises a lot of the data and comes up, you know, it has the ability to express itself. And they know all the news stories. They know every single one of them simultaneously. And they spit it to you one at a time. It might take a whole week for them to give you what they collected last month. And we stay on our phones, but not to read information and to, you know, find out things and to better ourselves. You know, we spend too much, we put too much attention into it. If I look at my phone too much, I drain the battery out. I mess up all the electronics wherever I'm at. Because I'm going to make sure I'm going to go charge up in that grass and get charged up. Make sure I got enough water in me. And then you can handle whatever. You know, do whatever you do. But that's gonna help you. It'll enhance you if you're doing the right things. And it'll just balance you right on out if you're not doing the right things. You're not going to aspire to nothing higher, but that's just you. You know, you have to make up that decision when you get to that point. But you got to drink plenty of water, connect with nature, align yourself with your ancestors, start venerating them, build altars or shrines. You got to make offerings. Learn these things. There's books out there on it. You know, there's YouTube people that talk about it. Check them out. They out there. Just look them up. If you feel some type, you know, ask me about the people you get in contact with too. If you're not too sure, ask me. I'll tell you if they okay or not. I'm not going to name drop nobody in these capacities. I want y'all to go do your own research. And if you don't feel right about it, then you come back and ask me and I'll tell you. Or if you want to learn and, you know, get the discourse from me, if someone sent you here to me and you're checking it out, then, you know, get in touch with me. You know, all my information is in the CastBox channel. Just go to the channel and check out the information. But these children need saving. They need protecting. And not just the children, the women too. And the men too. We all need protection. And we're not aligning ourselves with our ancestors, y'all. That's how these demons can attack you like that. You don't have no spiritual protection. You got to have some type of spiritual conviction. And it should be towards your ancestors. Because that's not no fairy tale. That's not something that you need for someone else to validate for you. Nobody told you about your grandmother and your granddaddy, if you know them. And then they suddenly transition on. Now they on the other side. With your interests. So it's up to you. You know, y'all got to do this. This is how it prevents, you know, when I talk about spiritual protection, I'm talking about prevention. They already move you and shift you in situations to where things don't occur in that manner where you would need some protection. If you need protection at the last second, then, you know, that's not no protection. You shouldn't even have to worry about nothing hazy. This has been Ali Z Green for Paul Rudy Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Noontah Ray Tech. That's NUNPTAH RETEK. Noontah Ray. Peace and love.